all of you to watch it on the
website.
Because what it does, it goes through about 8 individuals and their story, their life. And not all of them are bad. But as you even caught on a couple of the ones they talked to, they just couldn't kick it. You know, years in prison. You know, there's one mother they interview, and her daughter, you know, was in jail a considerable amount of time, which, you know, most of the time you're not on drugs in jail, in theory, right?
In theory.
In theory.
Wake you up, Doc.
No, I said in theory, because I know the reality. But she's out for 6 days and then kills herself. And so mother is trying to share a story. There is another gal that is trying to advocate for children who are at risk, I guess, for addiction. Trying to advocate for those. But as we go through each of this, I guess the whole emphasis of what I was trying to do with this is everybody's got a story. And a lot of the times our story is what we do. You know, and everybody says, you know, I hear it in court, just go to meetings. And it's going to make you better, right? We hear it. We heard it. You know, go to those meetings. Yeah, you had an assessment. They say you got to go to meetings. Well, you know, meetings are only what you put into it. We see that here. We were talking about just this change of people. I mean, I'm thankful that you're all here tonight, each and every one of you. Because we are here to be touched by God. We're here to be touched by what He desires in us. And part of that is what we do on our own is always going to fail. I don't know if we've tried raising children.
Can I say one thing? You have to want to change. Mm-hmm. You will never change.
Very true. But even though you have that desire, sometimes we aren't willing to put away the arena to which encourages that, right?
Right.
And that's the other side of it. I've seen it. You know, everybody comes out, they've got it, they want to do it, but then they're just going to hang with the old crowd, right? They're going to hang with the people that got them into trouble. Just, I mean, I hate to bring it up, but just your analogy, you know? Somebody coming up to you after you get out and say, hey, it's all there for you. You know, because that's what the world wants. And yes, the desire has to be there, but we've got to find ways to bring it out into reality. And I hate to say it, but if I do things on my own, which is where I was at, I'm going to fail. Parenting, for an example. I mean, nobody ever does it right. That's why they've got, what, Dr. Spock and all these other people who try to write these books to say, you know, it's not. Children are going to turn out by the environment in which they're in. They're going to turn out the way they're going to turn out by, you know, other avenues. If we want to say it's all based upon the parents, then we're putting kind of a wrong perspective on life.
I grew up in a Christian household. My mother was strong Christian. My whole family was Christian. I grew up not privileged. We were okay, but I ran with a bad crowd, and my
yep.
mom didn't know it.
But you also want to know something. Those church environments can be the worst thing.
They can be, too.
You know, first time that I smoked marijuana was at a church camp.
Yeah.
12 and a half years old.
I heard a lot of that.
Okay, I disclosed, all right? But that it was church. My parents believe that, but no, it really comes to more than that. And what faith-based, that we have the mentors that are here, the reason we break into these small groups, the reason we come alongside of you isn't to point a finger and say, just stop doing that behavior. It's not that easy. We're there to help you understand, well, one, where it comes from. And you're sitting there and saying, but really? I've been working with a gentleman, oh man, 2 years now, with relationship issues with a gal. Heavy into spice, so every time he's on spice, I show up, I walk away. But I sat with him a week ago, and it came out. His dad died when he was in prison. Okay, that's not a big thing, is it? Well, it is. And mom blamed him and won't talk to him yet today. So now I know what I'm trying to work with. You kind of understand what I'm saying? It isn't just we're doing this to take the pain away. We're doing this to make ourselves feel better. We're doing this just because it's the only thing I need to know what that I can do. But we come alongside of you with the nuts and bolts as to where you need to go. How do you wrap your hands around the things of where you are? And the verses from Matthew at 28, it says, "Come to me, all who labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest." Well, that ain't the rest we all think about, because, man, we hear you're working, and I know a lot of us are working hours and hours and hours. You know, it's not that rest. If you read more into that, you know, it's talking about taking on His yoke, the yoke of Christ, but right at the end of verse 29, it says, rest for your soul. That's the inner being. You know, it's not that sleep that everybody says you need to get every night. It's that turmoil that's within you. I don't know if you've been in that position, but we get that battle going in, the battle between the right and the wrong. You know, we've grown up with the little cartoon. Well, I grew up with Tom and Jerry. You know, you get the little good guy on one side, you know, the angel and the devil on the other one, you know, telling you what to do. That goes on inside of us. So many of us know what we need to do, but then we can't do it because things are out there. It says, come to me. You know, that's what we're talking about. You know, I was talking with Pastor Martin even today, that emphasis of being with other people. Okay, we go to church and we say they're all hypocrites. Well, I really hate to tell you that we're just all sinners. You know, we really are. Every one of us. And until we realize that, we're stuck. Until we realize that, we have no idea where we're going to go. And you may say, but really, we need you to be in the Word of God. But I mean that where you need to expose yourself to what God has to offer. Read it. Find ways to be encouraged by it. I had the opportunity, and being a pastor gets kind of strange at times, but I got to talk about a female from the Old Testament yesterday. Rahab. The lying prostitute. Quite an interesting topic, but God's Word was real in what we need to do to our lives. Because we lie when we're confronted. Whether we're Rahab, whether we're us, if somebody comes up to us, the first thing that comes out of our mouth is what we want to say to get us out of it. It's really what it's about. When we get accused, our mouth just runs. We justify. We justify. That last verse, as we go a little bit farther here through this, it's talking about walking by the Spirit. Putting away the things that we are. Because it continues saying, gratifying the desires of the flesh. You know, some people just love to eat. Okay, ice cream. No, Donnie don't like ice cream. I can turn it away, but I have some other issues. You know, I love my coffee. I think as Ed said, he saw me at a coffee shop. No, it wasn't Dunkin' Donuts. I do local, I'm sorry. I don't do the chains. Got turned away from Dunkin' Donuts when I stopped at one in Massachusetts and asked for a regular coffee, and they gave me cream and sugar. Because it's Massachusetts. No, I do local, but no, I do enjoy my coffee. I do enjoy my coffee. I enjoy my iced tea. I enjoy a lot of those things, but it says, do not gratify the desires of the flesh. Talks about him being against the Spirit. It goes on to say that we really need to keep from doing the things that we want to do. It says, if you're led by the Spirit, you're not under the law. Now, the works of the flesh, and it just gives some examples, and this isn't inclusive, but it says sexual immorality, impurity, sensuality, idolatry, again, putting something above God. It can be anything. Could be $1,600 tires. I didn't say. I'm just using the example. I have a part-time job, and I got to hear three people comparing their Jeeps one day. Because each one was decked out a little bit better than the other one, you know? You can't take it with you. You ain't taking nothing on this earth with you when you leave.
No one will take the tires home. I got to be able to get in and out of the woods.
That's it. That's it. But it talks about idolatry, sorcery, enmity, strife, jealousy, fits of anger. How many of us haven't had that in our lives?
You mean today?
Well, the last hour, anyway.
Yeah, amen.
You know? Rivalries, dissensions, divisions, envy, drunkenness, orgies, and then it just goes on things like that. And it says he warned us that those who do such things will not inherit the kingdom of God. That's why faith-based is here. We want you to be with us in heaven, which is the goal of our existence. The goal of our existence has two philosophies. You're going to go to heaven, you're going to go to hell. There's nothing in between.
There's no purgatory.
It's one or the other. That's it. You're either going to go to heaven or you're going to go to hell. And the only way you're going to do either of those is based upon your own faith. What is important to you? How does your life focus on the two things I mentioned at the beginning? Loving God and loving your neighbor. Don't have anything to say about loving and putting yourself first. There is nothing there about that. It says love your neighbor as you love yourself. That's hard to do.
Love thy enemy.
That's even harder. Pray for him.
Yeah, and pray for your enemy.
Those things are hard. But that is the goal. You're either going to do one or the other. And then I just want to wrap up here. And then we're going to sing this song before we break up into our groups. Verse 22 of that same passage. But the fruit of the Spirit. This is what we strive to have in our lives. Is love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, self-control. And those who belong to Christ Jesus have crucified the flesh with its passions and its desires. As we think about moving ahead to these small groups as Donnie gets ready for this song that we'll sing, and then we'll have a prayer before we break off, is really to touch your lives. You know, we went through as a board talking about how we run things, because yeah, we used to do the big circle. We used to everybody say. Problem is, a lot of times what people say is what you wanted him to hear. Just an example. Because he wasn't here. But you get it, right? Sometimes what comes out of our mouth wasn't really deep. And so when we get into these small groups, it's a chance to take what you hear here tonight from beginning to end and figure out where you're at. Where is it touching you? And even if you could have finished that movie on these lives, everybody has hope. Nobody's life is hopeless. There was one gal who's, as soon as she got into trouble more than a few times, Dad didn't want to talk to her anymore. You know, I talked with somebody, why don't families go to court? Because I spend a lot of times going in the mornings to court. Why don't families come and support? And somebody says, well, you know, it's that tough love thing. No, I don't think it is. I just think they're fed up and tired. I heard you. I heard you, because most of them, it ain't the first time. Or as Judge Davis would say, it's, I've ridden this rodeo before. You know, I've been in this rodeo. It happens over and over. And we heard this story in reentry court of individuals where they have just done it over and over and over. That's our lives. And I can't say that faith-based and our mentors are perfect. We're not saying that a relationship is going to keep you out of trouble, but it is sure going to help you stay there. It's going to put a mindset on. We each have cell phones nowadays. I do use a cell phone. My wife keeps thinking I need one with more stuff, but I can text and I can answer. As I was talking with Elaine, there's people I just text to keep in contact with. As I talk to Donnie about an individual as well, I reach out and I share. And you make yourself available. And that's what the mentors are here to do. And if they're not, then we need to know that. Because that's not the purpose of why we're here. We're here to walk with you. We are here to help you, as I said earlier, understand the turmoil that got you to where you're at. If I can use the term, or even maybe the term, you know, the dragons that are within you, being able to find what's and where all of that came from. You know, when I first smoked pot, it was just a group of us sitting there not knowing what was going on, you know. One dude brought it and it just started. And then I justified it saying, okay, it helped with my allergies. We were talking about justification, weren't we? Okay, it didn't help with my allergies, but I thought it did. You know, being from Iowa, we had a lot of reasons to have allergies. But that's where we're at in our life. So these small groups are really important to come together. We focus on prayer a lot. Prayer is our conversation, encouragement with God. And so as we sing these words which you have in front of you, and as Donnie plays, reflect. And then we will close with prayer and then into our groups. Change my heart, O God. My heart, O God, make it ever true. Change my heart, O God, may I be like you. For the potter, I am the clay. Hold me and make me, this is what I pray. Change my heart, O God, may I ever true. Change my heart, O God, may I be like you. The potter, I am the clay. Hold me and make me, this is what I say. You are the potter, I am the clay. What I pray. Change my heart, O God, make it ever true. Change my heart, O God, may I be like you. And we pray, dear gracious Heavenly Father, oh, this has been all about you, but I pray that our hearts and our minds are full of questions and discussion as we break into our small groups. I pray that your Spirit will be with each of us as an encouragement to share, but also to encourage. And may each of us take something with us from this time together. And may each of us remember that it isn't a journey of loneliness. It isn't a journey that we take by ourselves, but we surround ourselves with those who believe, and we surround ourselves with your loving arms. So just bless our time. Amen.